Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again for another episode of bringing the divine names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our daily lives to improve our relationships with our spouses and with our children. We've been talking about several of the names in the past few days, and today we come to the next name of Al-Muhaymin. When we look at the name Al-Muhaymin, we see that at the root word of Al-Muhaymin is Al-Amn, which means security. The name Al-Muhaymin can be translated as the guardian. When we think of guardianship, we'll think of protection. We think of looking over someone, taking care of someone, ensuring that there is a sense of security or a sense of amn in that connection. In our homes, in our family lives, that element of protection is such a core element in terms of building trust, which we've spoken about in the past episodes. But it's not just an element that's important in the husband-wife relationship. It's also an element that's important to children, that's important in the raising of children. Just last night, our communities were all shaken by the news that a 17-year-old girl was killed, murdered in Virginia, as she was returning to the mosque for prayers with her friends. As the shocking news ripped through our communities, we began to think of our own children, our own teenagers, our own cousins maybe, our own siblings maybe, young people that we know who may have experienced the same type of interaction, the excitement of the month of Ramadan, the going out for a early, you know, suhoor after Taraweeh, grabbing a snack between Salah. And we've experienced these things and we've always thought that it was a fun rite of Ramadan. Yet here we have a child, a 17-year-old girl, who left the masjid with her friends and never returned. How does this relate to the concept of amn, to protection? When we are raising our children, we all want to have that sense of protection. We want to protect them and keep them far away from any type of harm. But many times in doing so, we may find ourselves suffocating them. And many times in doing so, we may question, how much is too much? How can we give our children a sense of security, a sense of protection, without suffocating them, without stifling them? And the same can often go to spouses as well. In many situations, there are spouses who will say, well, I don't want you going here, I don't want you doing this, and I'm doing this to protect you. But where is the line? How do we draw that balance? When we are thinking of amn or protection for our families, it's incredibly important to keep in mind that the protection has to be from real dangers, from reality, from recognizing what might truly harm them, and to try our best to keep that protection there. But to also recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Muhaymin. He is the protector, He is the guardian. And so yes, we must tie our camel. We must warn our children from walking in the streets at night, maybe when it's late at night, or maybe be with them during that period of time. Yes, we must warn each other, our friends, our relatives, and even our spouses. But we can't cross that line of being so overprotective that we might become paranoid, or that we might cause those around us to become paranoid as well. So drawing that line in terms of protection is important, but also recognizing that tragedy does exist, and that as much as we may want to say, it'll be okay, it's fine, you know, I trust everyone around you, I trust everyone here, that's not always the case. And that's where the protection comes in. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Muhaymin, does provide us that amn, that security, that guardianship always for us, for our family, for our children. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the family of the 17-year-old girl who was killed in Virginia with sabr, with beautiful patience, and protects all of our youth and protects us as well every step of the way. Jazakum Allahu khair, and I hope to see you again tomorrow as we discuss the next name of the 99 names of Allah. Assalamu alaikum.